Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 357.
Let's do a quick roll call. Mr. 97.
Here.
Mr. 97.
Present.
3D deal.
Present.
Josh.
Present. Do Tommy, I need a nickname?
Tommy, present. No, it's our show, Tommy and Josh. It's
okay.
The Daily Talk Show. I mean, nickname is Gronk. So you've got that. We're just, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've never had nicknames, JJ, TJ, but
Tommy is a nickname.
Tommy, I guess it is, yeah. Joshua. Mm-hmm. So Josh is a nickname. Mm. Mate, we just fucking, they are our names.
Do you reckon you'll ever grow out of Tommy?
I don't think so. I want to be an old motherfucker who is, you know, rocking young kids' clothing but old as fuck and still be called Tommy. I think there's something endearing about an old boy named Tommy. Tommy Hafey. Bless his, rest his soul.
Who's that?
He was played AFL and he was a coach and he was a bad motherfucker. He could do, like, so he was an old dude who used to come to the gym where I trained, and he was the loveliest guy. G'day, Tommy, how are you, mate? Friendly as all hell. Every morning, he'd live right near me. He'd get up and he'd go to the beach. Here's a fucking morning routine for you. He'd go to the beach across the road from his pad in St Kilda. He would do 1,000 push-ups a day. He would do
sit-ups. So that seems achievable. Sit-ups.
No, it doesn't, mate. Not for you.
But as in, 1,000 doesn't actually sit. Like, I know it sounds like a number, but if you broke it up, it's like, you know, every hour for 10 hours, I do 100 push-ups.
It may have been the myth that it was 1,000, but he did hundreds a day. I know that because I saw him do them at the gym. But every morning, would swim in the bay. So freezing cold winter, he'd be across there, and he passed away.
Doing that?
No, he just passed away. Okay. He was old. Yep. But he was such a lovely guy, and I loved it. He was a big grey, silver fox, good-looking cat, old as fuck, and still called Tommy.
And so you want to be?
I want to be the old Tommy. He had a better body than all of us in this room.
Really? I mean, not super hard for some.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who will never get used to calling you Tommy? Stephanie from Latitude Finance.
I'm Thomas, baby. I mean, she was following protocol with me by calling me by my name. If you're watching, this is a different look to what you'd normally experience, which is why I wanted to do the roll call, because I feel like we're in
a new space.
Yeah, we're in a new space.
I was expecting having a back on my chair to help with my core. It feels hard. How do I look? Do I look all right?
I mean, this is the thing. We're feeling like I'm going to lean back into my seat now. That's nice. If you've ever watched, we've been on
stools.
But
how do I look?
You look fine.
Leaning like that?
Where do I put my arm? Where do I put my hand? Yeah.
We've been on stools, right? And so now we've got a new desk. We're at the height of what a normal desk is, 700 millimetres.
I like the idea. Maybe I'll put my... Oh, there we go.
Go down. Yeah. So anyway, it's all changed, but this is the first iteration of what is our new podcasting space with new arms and stuff. And so we spent 5 minutes before this.
Yeah. Well, you always have pushback, and I think even Mr. 97's gotten into the pushback of me trying to get everything set up exactly how I baby wants it straight away.
Yeah, well, because it's like I guess this is in any creative endeavor, any endeavor, you want the end product – is what we want, but right now we have to settle for something that will get that will be in alignment with that end product, not way off or you know. So, it's I think we've done well. I think we're getting better at
compromising.
Compromising, but also just
getting shit done,
solving problems fast.
Yeah, well, because at the moment we have one camera, but this whole desk, everything that was is set up is specifically designed for multi-camera.
Yeah, I'm fucking pumped, boys. I did see Matt Diavella. He sent me an email today.
So I got that same email.
Oh, you got the same email?
Yeah.
You mean that's an email list?
Yeah, it is.
You mean that I've subscribed and he's sending me emails on his subscription?
You can tell because it's formatted as well.
For me.
He's taken two weeks off.
He's taken a break and he's not posting on social media or making videos. Well, I don't know if he's not. He just said he's not posting
videos. Yeah.
So I'm sure he's kind of, you know, you're always filming. You're always on ABCing. Yeah. But I was thinking for us, we're only going deeper into it with the launch of more content in the future.
July 1, big announcements. Can I announce it now?
Oh, no, I don't think so. But what I will, I mean, you could take from what I'm about to say is, you know, you can understand what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. When do we get a break? Like, I just was thinking about Matt and I was thinking about how hard he works and how much great stuff he produces. Do we get a break? I mean, not that I want one.
It sounds like you do. No, there's no shame in wanting a break.
I'm good. I can fucking work. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I can show up. I can get stuff done.
I think we owe it to everyone to not have a break.
Yeah. No, I guess that. I mean, you could see it as like earning your stripes by showing up constantly and not fucking around.
If we do, I think that at the 2 year mark, once we've done 2 years of the show, maybe we could do something where there's a couple of days where we get someone like Scooter Derek or one of the Gronks of the show as a fill-in.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. I mean, you're just talking about a day. Matt's taken 2 weeks and he's got a 1.4 million subscriber base on YouTube and he's got 2,500 Patreon subscribers.
I wonder if it gets easier once you've built your audience.
I think it might get harder because you are putting, you know, the pressure on yourself of this massive audience. Like, think about every time Matt posts a video, there's 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 views in a week. Imagine fucking having all those people in front of you. You'd have more people than old mate Trump's inauguration. There would be fucking no one there. You know?
I can't say the word either, so I won't.
Inauguration. Inauguration.
Is that right, Dill? Inauguration.
Inauguration.
Yeah. What do we have those for our
Prime Ministers PM? And stuff?
Nope. Don't think so.
No one
rocks up to them anyway.
The old mansion. Yeah. In the middle of the botanical gardens.
Talking about old mansions, I was watching a YouTube video the other day of the old Big Brother house.
Oh yeah.
That has been deserted.
You know how I saw that? Was a guy that was sort of on radio when I was on radio.
Who is it?
Ben Norris. Uh-huh. He was a contestant in that Big Brother house. And I saw him post yesterday. We're friends on Facey.
Was he one of the twins?
Gay dude who married another guy named Ben. That would be complicated. Two Bens.
Yeah.
Fucking imagine your partner having the same name as you. Mm.
We would love it. I watched a doco on narcissism on last night.
Nah, you would hate it, dude.
Only one Josh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which one's the superior Josh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ben married Ben and
I think I remember Ben.
Yeah, lovely.
Bleach blonde hair maybe?
Real sort of spiky, chirpy dude. Yeah. Lovely, lovely. Anyway, he did radio up in Cairns, I think, or up that way. Mackay, Townsville or something. And I saw him post photos of this fucking rundown old place. I love exploring abandoned buildings.
I mean, when was the last time you did it?
Shepparton, the abandoned, no, it's Maroopna. Maroopna is the Aboriginal word for deep watering hole. Little fun fact. But Maroopna is a town next to, and it might still be there. We're going up there this weekend. Uh-huh. It's a town next to Shepparton, and there was an abandoned hospital. And so, yeah, I went through it.
That wasn't the time that you guys took the big bottle of from the hospital?
Big bottle. Oh, no, that's other criminal activity I was involved in, which we won't speak about. We won't speak about. We won't speak about that.
Yeah.
But no, this hospital had nothing
being in an abandoned building, I think as a standard thing, is just trespassing, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty lax on it.
I
think there's more of a problem if you're in a new construction site. It's active.
Well,
construction site of a new property.
Yeah.
You'll be in more trouble because you can...
Because it's not abandoned.
It's not abandoned.
It's the opposite of abandoned.
It's the opposite. It's occupied, baby. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, I've been caught in an abandoned building before and they just let me off. They're just like, get out of here.
Sure.
There's a level of danger. Where the old RSPCA building out in... here in Melbourne.
Is it really whoop whoop? People say that in Australia.
It's far. Where is it?
It's not whoop whoop.
It's not. I mean, it's...
It's not actually whoop whoop. Poor whoop whoop every time you say...
Expensive houses out there though. It's like past Q, out further, there's the end of the tram line. Anyway, we went there. Dudes had built a full skate park in this abandoned building.
It's cool.
It was so cool. So there is, I mean, it is, yeah, abandoned hospitals. I mean, you just don't see it as much anymore. Like in the city, we went to this old industrial site that's now been turned into high-rise building. But we were looking through there. And you'd go there and do graffiti. So you'd do like murals on the wall. Yeah, well, that's what we went
there
for.
Murals on the wall. How many colours of paint do you need to do a mural?
What do you want? You're just doing a silver piece with a bit of a black outline? Or you want to go full colour?
I feel
red,
like
green,
a mural
blue,
should
black. Make sure you got the outline covered.
Feels like
make
there sure should be a minimum amount of colors to be counted as a mural.
No.
Just in regards to, well, I'm just thinking, because otherwise I'm trying to differentiate between you just tagging versus creating an actual piece of artwork.
Yeah, but you've got no idea.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair. I'll take that. I remember doing a debate in school, which was specifically around, is graffiti art? We also did one, should people who are over the age of 70 have to re-go for their driver's license? What do you think?
I think it's fair enough. I mean, Melbourne's a pretty loose system. Cars, you just pay your rego and it's fine. You could be driving an old piece of shit that you've been constantly renewing rego for 20 years and it shouldn't be on the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if I bought my my VL Commodore, or it was a 27-year-old car when I bought it, it was in good condition. But if I just kept paying the registration insurance, you're not getting asked to come back in.
They could still be unroadworthy. You could get pulled over and get done.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. You could get done. But in Sydney, green slips, it's a different process.
Okay.
Like you need to, after a few years, a lot of the time, take your car back in, get your green slip. Or if you sell it, you have to get a green slip. I mean, that's the problem when you sell things.
But I'm talking about the drivers.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is it's loose in that respect. Drivers, I think... my mum's 70.
She's fine.
I mean, she's a babe.
Yeah.
She's looking fucking 55.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about her attraction. Like, it's not based on her attractive level.
No, but I'm just saying she's a babe. A babe could embody many things.
You think she could just go to Vic Rose going, hey, babe, just here to renew. Little wink.
Probably.
Little cute smile.
Probably. My mum was telling me about an old guy that was trying to pick her up. He's dead now. She had nothing to do with it. No, but it was an old rich guy in LA. She was just telling me, Herman.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. He
that was very your mum.
Flamboyant. Flamboyant. Flamboyant dude, rich man, lots of jewelry. But she was just telling me in front of my dad. I hadn't had that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like.
What did your dad think? How did Timbo react?
Oh, he's just laughing. I'll smash him. No. He was, but he even said to my mum, he said, my mum said, Herman, I'm married. And she said, but he doesn't have to know.
Oh, that's it. Jeez, it's not, Herman's not a breeze dermatologist, is he? Because I can definitely relate to that. Just a bit of a check-in. What do we think of this new format, guys, so far? Can you bring your microphone down a little bit? Because Mr. 97
No one can see.
No. You just look uncomfortable.
No, next time. That's all.
It's too much.
You have like touching of like the mic. And the
okay, yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for considering the technical
I was going to do it and then I thought, Yeah,
but remember when we were filming Craig Harper's episode, Josh, and Mr. 97's over there. I look over and he's got this bottle. It's like he couldn't be any closer to the mic, undoing.
He was doing an ASMR segment during our thing. All you have to do is this.
That's all good.
Just.
Mate, leave him alone.
Okay, but what do we think of the format, how we're sitting? Do we have any feedback, guys?
I like it. It seems more like a cafe conversation kind of a
thing.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Sitting across from people. And
I can definitely imagine.
You and I, yes. Not their their experience.
No, I don't give a fuck about their experience. Do we look good? What do you think, 97?
Yeah, Tommy looks good.
Thanks, guys.
Fuck yeah. 97 only lasts when there's some truth to it. Do I not look good? Be honest.
No, your hand just looks a little bit uncomfortable.
This one, the right one?
Yeah.
I can do that. Is that better?
He's good. I mean, this is the thing. Don't think about it. Just fucking, do it.
Jesus Christ. I remember. I think I need to just be up more. I think that's what it is. But
that's a good metaphor for your life.
Just be up more. It does sound like the start of a joke. But no, Sev, when I'm talking to Tommy, does it feel pretty natural for the camera perspective?
This is the thing. We decided we'll spend 5 minutes setting it up. And now we're spending 5 extra minutes on the show critiquing
Well, because people who are watching on YouTube, they deal with this stuff. So in the comments, what do you think? It's definitely not the final version.
Yeah. I mean, you don't ask people what they think and we just do.
There's a bit of that too. I think it's you can ask people what they think, but you got to be okay with the answer. But then I'm also comfortable asking people what they think. They tell me, and then I say, "Oh no, you're wrong."
No, but then, but that's most of the time.
Yeah,
what but are that's the answers? Okay. Looks good, looks bad. Didn't even notice.
Well, they definitely notice now because we've spent five minutes on it. This morning, I got a call from you.
Oh, what a fucking brain fart!
I never get a call from you, really. Like, I think that you sort of. Your mornings and evenings and what sort of thing. It's family time, getting shit done. So we don't really...
I think it's a good practice to sort of disconnect. And if we do contact, it's like Slack or text message. Mm-hmm. I mean, we speak so much.
Yeah, so you call.
I called.
And then I just hear, "Hey, mate." And they hear, what? He's like, what's the code for the... What's the PIN code for the alarm?
And this is something I've put in hundreds of times.
Yeah.
I just had this fucking brain fart. You know what rattled me?
It wouldn't be 100. It'd be about 50 times, I reckon.
You know what rattled me? Was the birth year that Stephanie had, you know, Latitude Finance had 1923, which is 1928. Mm-hmm. That number is just somehow just fucking embedded in my brain.
Yeah.
I'm just, and I just went to this thing and I was like, I pressed and I just fucked it. And I was like, I got to call you.
Yeah.
I called Amy first because I thought she would know it.
So you're that scared.
Well, I was like, I'd just spoken to her. And so I was like, oh, I'll just call her back because I know she'll answer. Which was a silly idea because she's like, you've never told me it. Which was my second brain fart into the, and then I called you and you were like, yeah, it's this. And I did it.
I was pretty quick.
Thank God.
But I was thinking about it on the way here.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't wait because I feel like it's normally me that makes this sort of mistake.
Yeah.
And so I was literally walking up to the door thinking how funny it was going to be. And then I came in and you weren't there.
Yeah.
And so the alarm started beeping. I put in the code and I was like, oh, I think it's still active. I don't know. And so I call you and I say, are you in the building? You said no. I said, okay. So you put the alarm back on and you said yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so I must, what have I done? And I opened the door and the siren started going.
Oh, no.
What I'd done is because I was so in my head about it, I forgot to press the button to deactivate it. I put in the code.
Yeah.
But then didn't deactivate it. The poor fucking next door neighbors.
I mean, that's the second time. The first time was Mr. 97 and 3D Deal got back, walked in. The alarm was off. They turned it on and walked upstairs and then hear it beeping.
Yep.
And then luckily we arrived because they're like, oh. It's the worst thing. It's like seriously piercing. It's ear piercing. Like I feel sorry for the junkie that Rob tries to break in here and turns on that alarm and shits themselves because of the sound. So scared, just shaking on the stairs. It is so piercing. And so we've all fucked it. I'm glad we've all fucked it.
Well, yeah, I could tell when I called you, I felt like you felt so relaxed.
No, I thought
you're
it was
like,
a joke.
You're like, oh, mate, it's fine. It happens to all of us. But I'd never seen it. Like, there is some truth in when you fuck up, if you fuck up and then someone else fucks up the same way, the amount of empathy that you have.
It's great, far greater.
If for instance, if I tripped over something.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, you tripped over it.
Yeah.
I think that I'd be like, oh, it's fine. Fine. But part of it is making the big deal of like, oh, it's fine. It happens as a way of self-expression of feeling a bit dumb from it happening.
Oh, 100%. You know, it'll be like when we both test for our testosterone levels and we're both so low, but these two dudes, 3D Dylan, Mr. 97, are skyrocketing. You and I will be feeling empathy for each other. Mate, you're better. You're good.
I feel
I got your back. I know what it's like.
Do you know what I feel like we should do? I was thinking about it. There's something in taking our bloods soon and then getting it retested. Because what I was planning on doing, I caught myself the night after that episode Googling how to increase testosterone.
I can tell you. I was listening last night. Box jumps, explosive plyometrics
fucking
training.
Hate box jumps.
Yeah, well, we like
it. What is it called?
Plyometrics.
Plyometrics.
Yeah, what plyometrics. Explosive training.
Okay.
Like,
I could just sprint.
I just don't
like jumping.
No, it's a form.
I could skip. Skipping's good then.
It'd be like just doing the burst.
What do you mean?
Box jumps are
skipping.
Why won't
skipping?
It's not
explosive.
It's not plyometric. It's small.
Have you
interval.
Seen how fucking high I jump when I skip?
It's because you don't know how to skip. You're skipping like you're 4 years
Mate,
old.
I skipped primary school. I skipped way more than you did.
That's fine. I at least know how to skip.
Apple what? On a stick.
What, as in you were doing the rope. Yes. That doesn't classify as skipping, dude. Far out.
Did you guys, was that something in Canada?
Jumping rope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably jumping still is.
Rope. It's a civilized, jump rope. It's yeah, a civilized rope, society. It. We have jump ropes there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so why is it funny then? I skipped. Or do you guys think well, it's no, a different it's, type of skipping? Different,
you were spinning.
Yeah, you were.
I did both.
So there's a difference.
So you jump in, you go in. It's like you'll do multiple and see how long you can stay in the...
I get what it is, but we're talking about exercise here. Uh-huh. Let's not get bogged down.
Sure.
Let's not get bogged down. But so yeah, you're searching Google, and what was your discovery?
Just
looking,
no, I just remember Tim Ferriss talking about a specific type of nut.
Yeah? What one? A nut, a specific type of nut.
Walnuts,
that did what?
Maybe? No, what? Can you look it up?
What, nuts that there's increase a specific testosterone?
Yeah, because yeah. I think there's a big issue in... San Francisco and the tech scene where men have low testosterone because they don't have vitamin D.
Yeah.
They're not exercising that much.
Cortisol levels are high yeah. from stress.
And they have their phones right near their nuts.
Yeah, I don't know about that last
Well, that's
one.
That's more for quality of sperm. That's another test we could do. That's different to testosterone.
Dude, I mean, I've done the fucking real life test. I mean, yeah. I've got a child.
You did the first time. You gambled and you won or lost, depending on how you look at it.
Mate, I'm in debt. No. I mean, yeah, so I've already won that just because I was first to market.
Between the two of us.
I mean, we're not talking Silicon Valley anymore. what was the nut?
Brazil nuts.
Brazil nuts.
Brazil nuts.
Yes. Manganese. Increases.
So there's things like...
Is that different to...
Tribulus. Yeah. Tribulus, which is I think it's derived from some kind of plant, but it's a supplement that you can take that naturally increases testosterone. But, I mean, this is when we're getting to SUPs.
Talking about magnesium and then magnesium, Bree bought me...
Oh, good segue, bro. Is that what you were trying to do there between the magnesium and the...
Yeah.
Manganese.
Manganese. I'm
sure it is.
Anyway, magnesium, yeah. Bree... bought me a gift this morning, magnesium spray. So I'm going to spray it on my back in the evenings.
Why on your back?
Because that's when my back hurts.
Oh, okay, so it's for pain.
Yes. What else? What else do you use magnesium for? Relaxation.
I don't fucking know. I don't use magnesium.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean,
why are you so angry about it?
It just seems like because you made it out like I should know that spraying it on your back is a real thing.
Yeah, Mr. 97 would know about it.
Magnesium.
Yes. Actually, not just because I've ingested it before. We told the story of how I took 3 magnesium and got woken up by an erection, which was mine.
Yeah. Have you stopped taking them?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it fucks with my dreams a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like having cheese or something before bed. But the spray, are you guys across this spray stuff?
I mean, I've got a real problem with all this sort of natural fucking...
What would your mum do? Your mum looks great.
She'd use the spray. Yeah. She also meditates like an hour a day and does yoga every other day. Every day. She's always training. So, I mean, that's... And she eats well, which are the first things. And then she does all the potions and shit. I mean, we do it. We have these things, this bottle, and I only get it because mum gives it to me. And it's a...
For someone who has pushback, you've gone to more Chinese doctors than I have. 100%. I've never been to
it's
a Chinese doctor.
It's because my mum fucking... is that type. Mm. I grew up with it. I grew up going to Chinese doctors.
I reckon they could fix my scalp.
Yeah, probably. But I don't think they could fix your back. You need to actually do some exercise.
Well, there's a famous book. It's like how to fix back pain or something. It's like, and a lot of people, Joshua Fields Milburn talks about it. Mm. Howard Stern talked about it. Nicky Glacier, the comedian, talks about it.
They're all in cahoots with the person running it.
It's a book. It's like a fucking old book. Old school it's book. Like saying someone's in cahoots with Jesus on all this Bible stuff.
Oh, no, probably. Probably. I mean...
is there anything else?
No, but we've got these drops that are made of God knows what. I just know garlic.
Fish oil?
Garlic's one of the ingredients because it's very potent. But they're little drops and you have them 4 times a day. Bodhi loves them.
Oh, so did your mum get them for you?
She gives them to me, yeah. Okay. And they're called like an antiviral Chinese medicine potion. There's a Chinese medicine it looks like a traditional Chinese medicine shop that
it's a natural.
It's like they've got all these little filing cabinets and in the filing cabinets is a bunch of little herbs. It's really cool. Hill. Yeah, so
it's like a dispensary.
On Victoria Street where we are, there is a place. So you can go in and get a bunch of, you know, fucking bark and sawdust and all bunch of shit. And then this guy that we get these drops off, he cooks up these big batches. And so it's like this dark color. I actually, mate, I spilt some this morning. So I was like, and one drop.
Why do you have to drop it from a distance?
Oh, no, that's about it. Because then the thing's about there. So I stick it out my tongue. Is it perfect like distance, mate.
Is it a...
So it's a dropper. It's like
the poo dropper that you can get at Aesop.
Yep, poo dropper from Aesop.
Aesop.
They didn't fucking come up with it.
Aesop.
It is a medical dropper. So it's I know. The droppers anyway. So I drop it onto my tongue, but I dropped one drop and I was like, oh, fuck no. I've got a white jumper on and it's coming down. And I looked down. It had got the little bit of rope from the hoodie.
From the hoodie.
And so I just washed it.
Thank you, Itch Pig.
It's fucking all good. Itch Pig. Or the Lord, whichever one was looking at out for me. Probably Itch Pig. No, but so yeah, I take these every morning and you know you've taken them because sometimes if you've taken a shitload through the day and you've got a flu or something, you know, when you sort of sweat a bit more, your body just sort of...
You smell it.
Yeah, exudes or like fucking ooze. Yeah. I was just like, you could smell it through your pores.
Mm. Really? That's how potent it is.
It's all the garlic and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's the garlic.
Well, on 2 days, which were, not yesterday, the day before, Monday was a 2 day for me. If you
I still don't really get what he's talking about.
It's literally a fasting day.
Yeah.
Okay. and so, but it's a fasting day restricted to 500 cal.
Okay.
So it's the idea of like, rather than going full fast, if you stay within this 500 cal range, if you're a woman, 400 cals, it's basically got the same benefits.
Okay. It's a low calorie day.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a low calorie day.
And so I'm doing 2 a week and the thing, Brie makes like an apple cider vinegar potion that we drink.
Oh.
I like it.
Oh.
It tastes like the juice that you'd get in a thing of gherkins.
Oh, that's fucked. What's people drink that shit. You know, you can buy that as just the drink.
The gherkin juice.
What is it? Like
I tip a little
pickle
bit
juice.
On,
pickle juice. You pickle can juice, buy pickle juice to drink. It's so disgusting.
No,
it's good for like body cramps, like muscle aches.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I'm all definitely, the apple cider thing, I'm definitely, it's something that I actually enjoy. So I don't, the other thing that I'm thinking of doing, green tea.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were going to say write the book, but green tea is more important.
No, the book's definitely coming.
Stacey June, when I was in Shep, she got me onto drinking olive leaf extract. Now, that shit's fucked. But that's made for consumption, you know, like it's made for a medicine, whereas apple cider vinegar is actually something for salads. It's for.
I mean, that's your.
What's its normal use case? Apple cider vinegar.
I don't know. People use it for everything, like getting rid of dandruff and stuff, because it's got a neutral pH.
Don't put it in your hair. It'll probably fuck your head up.
97 was suggesting it.
I think it's actually okay for you because it creates like a neutral pH on your head, so it kills like bacteria and stuff.
But do you have bacteria? Like, have you got that gout thing?
I think that what I've had previously, a doctor has said that I had folliculitis, which is sort of a fungus on the scalp, which just looks... It's
fungus just has a bad rep.
Yeah.
That word. I know. I've had fucking fungus on my foot.
Now, it's more... Feet fungus, I think, is worse, do you think, than scalp? What would you prefer?
Well, mate, at least I've got my foot hidden.
Athlete's foot any day over foot. Yeah,
really definitely.
That's for sure.
Athlete's head. No, but the... So the back of my head, it almost just seems like a little bit of acne. Like you and I both had Roaccutane.
Like, I don't notice it, dude. You talk about it like everyone notices.
And then I said to the guys, I'm like, look at my head. Does it look red? And they said, yes. What did it look like?
It did look quite red. Just underneath your, hair. On your scalp. Yeah.
So there's something called cradle cap.
Yeah. So I've had cradle cap shampoo.
Is it
before.
Cradle cap big baby?
It definitely has baby vibes.
Bodhi had cradle cap. A little bit of it, I think. So this is what the woman told me. It was like you can see
Who's the woman?
You can see some scabbing. I said it like you know who the woman would be. Yeah. But so
if it was
like
just a lady at Coles.
A little bit
like
of scabbing. I mean, this is as good a information as you blokes fucking offering up putting apple cider vinegar in your hair. She said put olive oil in it and sort of just massage around the scabs because he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
But so you're just trying to go...
Well, guess what, 97, if you had another guess of what he suggested.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, coconut crew. It's similar to olive oil.
He's just trying to recruit. What a fucking little nasty bloke.
Yeah.
No, I'd use apple cider vinegar over the Coke. It's going to like clog your stuff and you'll have worse.
Well, you would definitely be making sure I wasn't double dipping.
Oh, yeah. No, that's grotty.
Double dipping into the Coconut Crew stash?
Yeah.
Do you guys share?
Yes.
Do you guys share?
No.
What?
You have from a container.
One in the car.
Coconut Crew, for anyone that doesn't know, Mason and his mates, they, after the gym, big sweaty session with the boys, they in the car, all fresh, ready for work. They just
put it all in the hair.
Put coconut oil. Is it coconut oil?
Yeah.
Okay, it's coconut oil.
What were you thinking?
Because you can get like the buttered version, like a Coke. No. You know how there's a harder fixed one?
So what happens?
Look at the coconut expert coming
in. No, if it's cold, then it hardens up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how's it?
It solidifies when it's cold. So it's rock hard at the moment.
You still use it when it's cold? or if
Yeah, because you can just mix it into your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And it warms up.
Yeah. Do you get together and... Is that what you do?
It sounds a little wet. It's very, very lubey.
Do you wipe it on? Like if you had excess, is the next sort of like, would you rub it on your elbows or something?
Yeah. Just on my forearms or whatever.
Yeah. Look, I've got a mate that does put it onto his skin. Amy did it too, which I didn't really, I sort of don't look at that as being, I'm like, oh yeah, I get it. It's moisturizer for your body, right? Mm. It's a natural moisturizer. The hair thing is just what gets me.
Well, it's the thing is, we've discussed the bamboo hair. 3D Dill did an Insta story last night of Mr. 97's bamboo hair.
You mean the one where he's flipping up the glasses?
And it says bamboo hair in the Insta story.
Oh, it doesn't. I didn't fucking read.
Yeah.
it goes I was too busy loving how happy Mr. 97 was.
Bree said, what's Mr. 97 laughing at? And I've actually videoed it, but it wasn't funny because she knew that I was filming. But the first time she's like, it's not that funny because it was a very, because what the scene, it seemed like the intensity in which Mr. 97 was feeling, whatever he was feeling.
We only
saw a very small snippet of it.
Yeah.
Which was you had created an afro using a USB cable.
Yes.
what led up to, how did that even happen?
Well, I was getting ready to go to bed, and so I grabbed my phone charger outside of my bag, and then we were just talking about like trips to New Zealand. Dylan and I were just talking about that and if we could go, and then I just started wrapping it around my head as you do, and then Dill was like, "Oh, let me take a video of that."
Oh, so you can see how it then becomes a bigger thing. Are you guys going to go to New Zealand together or something?
Have you put in for annual leave?
No. We're just sussing it out. See how much like flights were and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. And if Dill would want to go to New Zealand,
keeping our options.
Any good flights?
Yeah, there were 250 return to New Zealand.
What?
That's really good.
That's what I said.
What airline?
I want to go.
Jetstar.
Yeah, Jetstar. Yeah.
Problem with Jetstar is they weigh carry on.
Yeah.
What
and
I
if
think
you're trying to take a heap of coconut oil, it's
yeah, exactly. It's very, very hard.
It's not the airline to fly with.
The liquid. I wonder if it would count as a liquid or a, you know how you have to
just
put
freeze
things.
Freeze it before you go.
The
I reckon
we wrap up.
Yeah, I reckon we wrap up.
I just wanted to quickly say the vitamins and all that sort of thing reminded me of my mate Naysan. I want to give him a nickname like
Pillar of Health.
Pillar of Health. Yeah, diabetic Naysan or whatever. It doesn't really have a ring to it. But he's got type 2 diabetes based on poor diet and all that sort of thing. And him and I have traveled a lot together and experienced his lack of care of eating. And one of my favorite things is he said he wanted to get some multivitamins. And the multivitamin that he eats is a children's multivitamin called Flintstones. and it's purple. It's chewable. It's sweet. Lollies. It's like lollies.
They are lovely.
He eats them. I want to actually see the nutritional value.
Fuck. They are just super low doses. And so you'd have to eat fucking half a packet.
Which he does. He treats them like lollies. So he's like, oh man, I need to get my multivitamins. He's just like, kids section. Do you remember?
Yeah, I bet he fucking snacks on Vermox as well. Worm tablets, the little orange ones, chalky ones.
He's got a real. Did you ever do when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Did you use kid toothpaste or adult toothpaste?
I can't remember, but I use kid's toothpaste for Bodhi.
Mm.
So I know about it now, but I cannot.
Wonder what the difference is.
Remember. One's like
intensity.
Definitely not minty. Yeah. Like definitely not super minty.
Uh-huh.
I can do a comparison. I'll look tonight because I got a little tube.
Because Brie and I changed toothpaste, and then it's just like we could tell. So we're like, it's just, you know, we love Colgate or whatever, the red one, you know, no, the Pat white.
Yeah, I know which just, one it is. Yeah.
It's very good. And we changed. I was like, this is fucking shit. Okay. It ruined your day. It's like the equivalent of having dirty glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com. Tomorrow, hopefully, we have from Trev, which is getting express posted from Sydney right now, the GoPro Fusion. And
I can make an announcement. I already made the announcement, but it was a preempted announcement. Mm-hmm. But, you know, put it out there and you will it into fruition because we are doing episode 360 from my old radio studio where I used to work. There's been an upgrade, so you're not actually getting the full experience that I had. It'll be better.
Yeah.
And we'll be in there.
And there's been one proviso.
Yeah, that we don't shit can the company that I used to work for, which I don't.
We don't plan on anything. So we'll see what happens.
We definitely won't. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so looking forward to fucking taking you boys into where, like, I want to just go in. I want to get a coffee. I want to show you what the morning routine. Machine? Yes.
What sort of vending machine?
I never used it. Nah, it's like Cans of Coke, I think. Maybe it's not there.
Cans of Coke? Bit of Cans of Coke?
Yes, there was a vending machine. That's right, yeah. Oh, you know what I used to do? I used to stash cash above it. So, you know, like I'd put in $2, it'd spit out 40 cents or whatever it was. I'd just whack that above and so no one knew to take my shit.
There's a rich there's certain things that rich people do.
That's a rich person thing to do. Yeah. A rich person is my mate. This is a rich person thing to do. Barzy, fucking I'm talking about you. I said to him, he said to me, I went and got all my coins from my car and I took it to the bank. Have a guess how much coinage this motherfucker had in the center console.
$80.
$1,000 of coins.
Did you just crazy. Clap? That's the first time that we've ever had a clap too.
That deserves a clap.
Can we get a cut of just Tommy's clap? That was great.
Amazing, right?
That must be all $2.
I don't know, but that's rich
mindset.
But
he told you?
He told me because I think he was surprised too.
What sort of car has he got?
Just like a big work, you know, like a fucking big Hilux thing.
You shouldn't have more coins than what your whole car's worth as a general rule.
No, his car's worth 30 grand. Okay. His tools are worth a lot more. But I could imagine.
It's a rich person move.
Just chucking the gold in there and not touching the gold. Yeah. I'm just a gold thief.
One of the things Jerry Seinfeld talks about, which I really like the idea, if I was to ever become super wealthy, this is one thing I'd like to do. Before he gets to a restaurant, he gives his credit card details over so he doesn't have to deal with any of the payment stuff. Even in the US, like all the tip and shit is done.
He tips
He just walks out.
I mean, you would. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's like.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got at least 500 million. He's got a billion. That's good.
Hang on. How much is Jerry Seinfeld worth?
Jerry Seinfeld's net worth was $1.2 billion in 2015.
Yeah, it's because he syndicated the fuck out of that show. It's over 100 episodes and he's got that syndication money coming through.
It's a lot of money.
So many episodes. And he's a great guy. He seems like a great guy. Anyway.
I don't know why you had to do a testimonial of Jerry at the end, but that's okay.
Because money doesn't make everyone a great guy. Money can make you a fucking asshole and he seems like a good guy. He just seems like he doesn't put up with much shit though. He's the eccentric billionaire.
Mm. Do you know who's an eccentric?
Unassuming a billionaire for what he's done. Like it's a weird thing to make $1 billion out of.
Do you know who is an actual eccentric billionaire?
Who?
Steve Wozniak.
Oh yeah, the guy that helped Apple in the early days.
So he was the sort of the tech head behind Apple. But he would actually get $2 notes or a bit more rare in the States. But it's a good amount for if you're doing little bit tips and all that sort of thing. So he would actually go to a stationery shop that would do binding, and he would get like the sort of gluey type of one that you'd see on a notepad, and he would get the $2 bills in a notepad, and he would have his notepad, and he would just tear off money for people. I thought it was cool.
I mean, it's a good way. Just be generous if you got $1 billion. I mean, you don't need $1 billion, to be honest. It'd be nice. Anyway.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address.
Please send your billions. Send your billions. If you got billions, send them.
If you're a billionaire, email the show.
Send us cash.
And we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.